WTAW News Time is 8:04. 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan School Board opened last night's regular meeting with a moment of silence and a prayer to remember the late Tommy Vasquez. Board President David Stasny expects the at-large seat held by Vasquez until his death will remain vacant at least through November elections.
If Mr. Vasquez's opponent is elected, then of course he'll take over in November, and it will be a fairly short time between now and then, obviously.
Because Vasquez filed for re-election, state law requires his name to stay on the ballot. Stasny says if Vasquez wins the election, the board would make an appointment.
I have not recently researched this, but I believe that would be only for 1 year, and then the position would be open for the remaining 2 years of that term.
Stasny says the board met in executive session in part to discuss with their attorney the importance of all members making future meetings until a successor to Vasquez is in place. The Texas A&M system has announced a federal grant has been awarded to bring more passenger airline service in and out of Easterwood Airport. The $475,000 grant will be matched dollar for dollar with money from 9 local partners, according to airport manager Josh Abramson. To pitch new carriers to start existing and existing airlines to expand.
It really all boils down to what we call risk mitigation, and that is to help the airline with a revenue guarantee.
Abramson says the grant application noted the strong private-public partnership, improvements underway at the airport, and statistics showing the need with an increase in population but a decrease in passenger service. Weekend arrests for College Station police included two on Saturday morning before sunrise, where witnesses reported the crimes.
28-year-old Raul Diego Ramirez of College Station is accused of slashing 17 tires from 6 pickups parked on Oldenburg Lane near William D. Fitch in Welburn. According to the arrest report, witnesses told police the damage followed a fight with one of the victims. In the parking lot of an apartment complex off Harvey Mitchell between Luther and Holloman, the witness of a vehicle burglary was the victim's roommate's father. Officers found the witness holding 19-year-old Christian Mittenhofer of Houston to the ground at the Knightsgate Apartments. A Bryan man remains in jail following his arrest Friday morning at the driver's license office for illegal possession of a firearm as a convicted felon. 34-year-old Stanley Catalino was caught on surveillance video placing a bag next to the dumpster which contained a pistol. According to the arrest report, Catalino told investigators he knew he could not bring a gun inside the building. No one was hurt in the armed robbery of a Bryan insurance office Saturday afternoon. Authorities still looking for two black men who had their faces covered and were wearing hoodies. They took an undisclosed amount of money from the SafeNet office on West William J. O'Brien. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The construction of a convenience store became an inconvenience after members of the building crew hit and broke a natural gas line yesterday. During the afternoon commute, Rock Prairie Road east of the freeway was shut down while Atmos Energy employees took care of the escaping gas. According to the city of College Station, two businesses across the street from the construction site were evacuated. WTAW News Time approaching 8:08. It's 71 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Bryan Broadcast or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
It's 8:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. Two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
High pressure results in sunshine. Sunshine this time of year still results in warm temperatures. We'll be heading up to about 95 today with partly to mostly sunny skies overhead. We're clear tonight, lows close to 70. Sunny and warm again tomorrow, anywhere from 90 to 95 through the afternoon. Skies are clear tomorrow night, lows will be 65 to 70. Sunshine's coming up for Thursday, highs Thursday 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So, Royce Hickman here this morning. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. It's good to see you, Scott.
And Royce brought donuts, which I think was pretty nice, especially since I didn't really badger him. I haven't badgered you since we did that thing at in Miramont.
I know.
And they're quite tasty.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, that's good.
And I brought donuts twice now.
But that's okay. You have done that. And so, anyway, that's cool. But in our break room also we have... I think yesterday we had really old cupcakes.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how long
leftover
they had.
Leftover muffins from the tailgate.
The muffin. Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I finally dumped the last four of them today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, because, you know, otherwise they would have fallen on somebody's toes and hurt them, and so I didn't want to do that. But we have a bulletin board over that. And over the bulletin board, they put different things just, you know, for employees to share. And we all remember our days on, well, Royce doesn't, but our days on campus when we were on campus, when if you like some apartment to rent and they kind of they freighted at the bottom,
right.
You could tear
and
ripped
off the
they didn't
number.
Used to do things back then when you were right.
Oh yeah.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So anyway, so
probably not. I just remember seeing them.
Okay. These were called terrible puns.
Oh really?
And you could like tear one off.
Right.
See, they had a pun.
Oh.
Terrible puns. Okay. So there are a couple I really liked. And it said, why can't a bicycle stand up by itself? Because it's too tired. It's too tired. Like that? Okay. And then I got another one. I had to write them down.
Why didn't you tear them off?
Oh, no, I didn't figure I should. What's the definition of a will? A dead giveaway.
I like that.
Yeah. In the meantime, then there's a story about the two women of indeterminate hair color. Okay, now you talk about by the premise, by the bit. These two women are reading their newspapers, okay? Because you know all young
women of
students do that. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, one of them sees a headline that reads, "Two Brazilian soldiers killed." She thinks for a minute, and says to her friend, "How many is a Brazilian?" Oh, anyway, I'm sorry.
My whole life.
Yeah, sometimes I break myself up. So Leah's here this morning from the Humane Society. How are you today?
I'm good.
Have you seen the rat pizza video?
Yes.
Okay. They're tough little buggers, aren't they? That's kind of fun.
They
but it shows the determination of animals, doesn't it?
Yes.
I mean, it'd be nice if maybe the human animal had that level of determination in the things that we do.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of the videos coming out of some of the fires.
Yes.
Like the Butte area, whatever, whatnot. And, I mean, just some of those animals, what they've gone through, some of the stories I've heard there. I mean, it's been, you know, because the best option in large wildfires, cut your fences, turn your livestock loose.
Right, right.
And the way they've been able to, you know, they said, you know, they're going through miles and miles of devastation. They come across a 40-acre grassy spot with a pond and 60 horses in it.
None of
them know each other.
Yeah, of course not. That's what they have to do to survive.
It's just amazing.
That's it. So what's going on in your world?
Well, we are gearing up for Sterling Subaru this weekend. It's our adoption event that we do with them. Now, what's so special about them? You're saying, well, the dogs and cats we take out. And I said cats because we generally really have mostly dogs out there. But this year, this time, we actually have about half dogs, half cats.
Mm-hmm.
And we generally look at about 20 animals out there. So you've got a wide selection of cats as well. The animals that go out to the event, their adoption fee is free.
Wow, that's a good one.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
You know, we know it's gonna be it's gonna be a hard weekend, but there's a lot of stuff going on, so we're like, we don't know how that's gonna go. If you're interested in adopting, we recommend you come by. You can look through the shelter. We're more than welcome to. Some of the animals that are there, if they're still there on Saturday morning, might be going out. Some of them are in foster care. And they'll come directly from those foster homes. And a lot of times the foster homes will stay with them. You can talk to them as well. Get your application done ahead of time. We can't stress that enough. It's going to make your process so much quicker on that day. We can still make it happen generally on Saturday, but, you know, trying to get a hold of apartment complexes, verifying rabies vaccinations, et cetera.
Today's Tuesday. Think about it. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and there's no harm. If you don't adopt anything, oh, well, you know, it, that's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, we have your application on file for 2 months and then we just go through and shred them. So it's not the end of the world for you to do an application, even if you don't adopt, if you're just thinking about it.
Sure.
We highly recommend that. So again, that's Sterling Subaru this Saturday, the 26th, is it? Mm-hmm. And then that'll be from 10 to 4. So all day long we'll be out there, and it's a whole lot of fun. We have a lot of volunteers that come out and help as well, and we appreciate that. Right. So again, Sterling Subaru. Free adoptions. Then, of course, Wienerfest.
Oh, yeah.
We're taking all of those vendor booth registrations, sponsorship registrations as well. And then, of course, racer registrations, whether that's you're going to go run your 5K with your dog or by yourself, or your dog's going to run in the Dachshund races or the wannabe a wiener race or costume contest, and I could go on and on. That's all happening October 24th at Wolfpen Creek. It's free to come out and attend and watch, which is a whole lot of fun. And if just the fees for the racers and vendor booths, of course, lots of family-friendly vendors, of animal-related vendors.
Sure.
You'd be surprised. There's a lot more of them in this town than people really realize. So great day. You can bring your animal out even if you're not participating in a race or the costume contest. We will be announcing our Bark Leader winners, which are the dogs that raise the most money for the shelter. They're campaigning right now, and they will be announced at Wienerfest along with our Volunteer of the Year, Humanitarian of the Year, and our Junior Volunteer and Junior Humanitarian. So those are really great events, and we're grateful for the folks that come out and participate, and then just come out and watch, because it's entertaining.
It's fun. You bet it is.
Yeah. When I first started, I was like, wait, we're going to do what? and it is very entertaining. So come out to that. That's, again, October 24th, Wolfpen Creek. Free to come out and watch.
Sure. You bet. All right. If they want some more information about anything going on,
of course, go to our website, aggielandhumane.org. You can view pictures of adoptable pets, lost and found. We've actually had, yesterday was very busy with a lot of animals coming in. Quite a few of them turned around and went right back home.
Good.
And we were able to get some because they were listed in the lost and found book. The finders of those animals just kind of hung out at the shelter because the family came right to the shelter and claimed their dog from the people who had found their dog. So
perfect.
That was nice for them. That animal was microchipped, and we were able to update that all in the system as well. So it was actually a really busy day.
Wow.
For adoptions all around, every direction at yesterday at the shelter. So for more information, again, go to our website, aggielandhumane.org, or follow us on Facebook.
All right, thanks. That's the Aggieland Humane Society. We visit with them every Tuesday. And Roy Sickman's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Good. You're putting your pen away. That's good. So you won't be clicking and all that sort of stuff.
Yep. Well, I started to click on Leah, but I thought she might backhand me.
All right, what has got to happen? Let's talk about backwards, because you just finished up a busy week.
We just had three major events in 7 days. Our golf tournament a week ago Monday, the Sterling Auto business after hours Thursday, and then we had our golf, our Lobster Fest Sunday.
Sure.
And I could not be prouder of our board, our volunteers, and my staff. They really, all three of those events went incredibly well.
Good.
So very pleased, very pleased.
Glad to hear
but,
that.
But as in the chamber world, we don't get much time to celebrate, and
nope,
we're moving
stuff
into
going
other
on.
Things.
Sure.
Next Monday, the 28th, we have a lunch and learn. Black Swan Retirement Solutions will talk about important rules that affect the amount of retirement benefits you collect and strategies related to that. This is 11:45 to 1 at the chamber office in our boardroom. It is a brown bag, bring your own lunch. It is a free event, but you do need to call and make a reservation. And then the next day, Tuesday the 29th, we have our one-day leadership program inside Bryan College Station, a briefing by community leaders, sponsored by American Lube Centers and Texas Commercial Waste. It'll be out at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. Cost for this one-day event is only $75. If you're a chamber member, if not, you're welcome at $85. And this event is particularly helpful for people who are relatively new to the community or who may have a new job that puts them more involved in the community because, we're going to do the same thing we do in Leadership Brazos. It's just instead of a day of health and wellness, you're going to get 45 minutes. The same types of speakers.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have some elected officials out there. We're going to have people in local government and state and federal government representatives, as well as people from the hospital, law enforcement. It's going to be a great opportunity for you to meet people and hear from them. Again, that's on the 29th, Tuesday the 29th, at the Bush Library and Museum. Our business after hours, next one coming up, we'll actually have two in October, and the first one will be Thursday, October the 8th. It will be at Guaranty Bank and Trust, their Tower Point branch on William Fitch. It will be our normal 5:30 to 7 time, and it is a free event, and the public is invited. Save the date. October the 21st will be our Youth to Career Fair, sponsored by Sylvan Learning Center. And what we need now are businesses to volunteer. There's no charge to have a booth out there. Mm-hmm. You get an excellent opportunity to talk to 8th graders about your career and what types of courses they may need in school, or what types of summer jobs would be good for them. There's a lot of questions they have, and I think you'll enjoy that. Again, it's a no charge, you'll probably have a chance to visit with 2,500 to 3,000 eighth graders. Our annual banquet's coming up on November the 2nd. Just save that date. It'll be at the Hilton. We have a number of ribbon cuttings coming up, so I'm going to move right to those. We have a deluxe ribbon cutting tomorrow, Bird's Nest Gifts and Antiques. That's downtown Bryan, 117 North Main. They were actually, this was a delayed ribbon cutting because they were impacted by that fire downtown
several weeks ago.
So we hope you'll come out and support them tomorrow with a deluxe ribbon cutting. Again, that's 4:30 to 5:30 tomorrow. Then next Wednesday, the 30th, we have a deluxe ribbon cutting with Aloft College Station, the new place right behind Red Lobster.
Sure.
And that will be, again, the 30th from 4:30 to 5, a deluxe ribbon cutting. A ribbon cutting this Thursday, the 24th, at 4:30, and this is World of Beer, and they're at North Point Crossing in College Station. I'm sorry, Spoons is Thursday, the 24th.
Okay.
The glasses are playing tricks on me. Spoons is Thursday, the 24th, at 4:30. They're 1509 South Texas Avenue. World of Beer is Monday, the 28th. 4:30 to 5 at North Point Crossing and College Station. Platinum Member Spotlight, ANCO Insurance, longtime member of the community, a longtime supporter of the chamber.
Yep.
Roy, as always, we appreciate that, and didn't mean to talk on your words.
But not a problem.
Thank you for the time.
You betcha. Visit with folks on Chambers as well on Tuesdays on News Talk 1620.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Bill McGuire from the Better Business Bureau, and we're talking cell phones today, or at least some of it.
Yeah, with the advent of a new iPhone model coming next month, early adopters may be thinking, what can I do with my old phone? So only a portion of cell phone owners resell their phones, but it turns out it's pretty big business. The industry generates about $742 million in annual revenue. What we want to do at BBB is warn you that you need to kind of check things out first before you dive onto the first option.
Absolutely.
Number one, understand what impacts your device's resale value. What model is it? How old is it? What's the capacity of the phone? Is it all tore up or is it in pristine condition? All of these things impact the value.
Sure.
If your phone carrier unlocks your device and it can be used with any carrier, that improves the price of that phone. Number two, wipe your old device clean. You don't want your personal information hanging around on that device, do you, Kevin?
And most of the time when you go, because I've done this a couple times, when you go back to the distributor, they'll wipe it for you, and then I go through. I was like, no, I want to see that now that you're done. I want to see what's gone.
A lot of times you should just take that SIM card, keep it, and then sell the phone. For Android devices, I would recommend doing a master reset. And for iPhone users, you can restore the device to the restore through iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, compare your options. Not all people who want your phone are going to give you the best price or going to do what they said they're going to do. That's why you always want to check with BBB and check out that company before you say, yes, that's the one I'm going to use. Using Craigslist or eBay may not be the best option because you don't really know what's going to happen in those cases.
You're rolling the dice.
Exactly. Number four, always check, like I said, with BBB. Call us at 979-260-2222, and we'll help guide you through those processes. And just remember, sometimes when somebody offers you $200 or $300 more than everybody else is...
There's the problem.
It could be too good to be true.
It generally is.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. You bet. Community segment brought to you by Van Dyne Kraken Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyne Kraken, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyne Kraken and Brian at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyne Kraken, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyne Kraken and Company is right for you.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. A top White House advisor says differences between the U.S. and China over cyber attacks and human rights won't be papered over during a meeting this week between President Obama and Chinese President Xi, but it's unclear whether the administration will be able to strike a new agreement on either issue. General Mills today reported a better-than-expected 24% jump in profit for its latest quarter as its U.S. retail sales and volumes grew. But revenue came in slightly below expectations for the maker of Cheerios cereal and Hamburger Helper. Digital downloads of songs continued to fall out of favor in the first half of the year, while free and paid music streaming revenue kept growing. The Recording Industry Association of America says overall music industry revenue fell a half percentage point to $3.2 billion. Revenue from paid subscriptions to services like Spotify and Rhapsody grew 25%. Revenue from free services like Pandora grew 22%. Futures are sharply lower. And that's Your Money Now.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual Institutional Services LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin will join the fans tonight starting at 7 o'clock. We'll be at Rudy's Barbecue here in College Station on Harvey Road from 7 until 8. The coach will be talking about the latest win for his team, a 44-27 victory over Nevada last Saturday at Kyle Field. The ball club now 3-0 for the season. And now we'll be getting ready for Arkansas. That game's coming up this coming Saturday. We will kick it at 6, our broadcast. We'll start at 5 o'clock. But again, tonight at Rudy's, 1 hour of Texas A&M football. We take questions from the floor. There's also a toll-free number that will be posted during that hour. We'll talk about that on the air. So come join the coach tonight. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Fence line, road repair, brush removal, which ones are on your summer list? 5 acres, 20 acres, or 1,000? We have the tractor package to help you get the job done. There's never been a better time to own a John Deere tractor than right now. With 0% for 84 months. Run it with confidence for 5 years without breaking a sweat with a 5-year Power Guard warranty. Get a 32 horsepower tractor with loader, box blade, rotary cutter, and 5-year warranty as low as $211 a month. For more packages, visit cptractor.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. You know, there's been a lot of press given lately to both prostate health and ED. But as with most products that are manufactured to take advantage of the hype, the majority are foreign-made and fall far below American standards of quality. Now, for the past year, Dr. Steelman has been studying and analyzing the research. Prostamin from the Activate Company is highly researched and a maximum-strength supplement that promotes prostate health by helping to shrink the prostate gland and promoting the best flow possible. 90% of the men taking Prostamin reported increased flow, fewer bathroom trips, fewer night wake-ups, and more comfort in urination and better general health. Prostamin is priced at or below any quality supplement in the department stores, and it's a product you can trust. For more information, just go to www.active8products.com. That's active and the number 8, products.com. That's active8products.com or 800-465-4411. There was something about the whole idea that just stuck in his craw. And as we have all learned, well, for one thing, when this congressman said something bothers him, he took action, and often dramatic action. And second is that when you have some authority behind you, like being a United States congressman, you can often get some things accomplished that others cannot. And this story, well, it may surprise you a bit for two reasons. One, who the congressman was and what he was all upset over. First, who? Or I should say, what the congressman was directing all of this negative attention towards. West Point. Yep, that famed military school that has produced some of the finest leaders this country has ever known. Like President Ulysses S. Grant, Dwight Eisenhower, astronauts Frank Borman, Buzz Aldrin, Secretary Alexander Haig, generals Douglas MacArthur, Robert E. Lee. The actual record shows that our cranky congressman was so anti-West Point that, well, he spent a good part of his time in office trying very hard to get that place shut down. His reason? Well, it's what he wrote in the congressional record. West Point is not a place of leaders, he said. It is not a place of great democracy or tradition. It is a place where the offspring of the affluent go to propagate a division of society so great as to not make them thus responsible to the people. In other words, what he was saying is West Point was nothing but a haven for the sons of aristocrats. Now, in his term of office, he presented no less than 7 different bills, all of which called for the abolishment of one of our nation's finest military institutes. And some may think that our congressional friend was something of an anti-war peacenik who just wanted to shut down a school that was, in essence, dedicated to teaching young men how to fight and win wars. But that was not the case, especially when you stop and consider the other things that this man did in his life, and especially the way he died. But it is a little-known fact that one congressman did try a number of times throughout his time in office in the United States Congress to shut down West Point because he believed it to be a haven for the sons of the rich and privileged. I think he was wrong, though, especially when you consider some of the names I have mentioned who graduated from there. But then I don't think that he could have foreseen all of that. At least, not back in the days when Davy Crockett was in Congress.
Kim Commando here with some much-needed help in stopping viral online hoaxes. Every day, we all receive links to outrageous videos, photos, and news stories. But in a digital world, everything spreads at the speed of light, especially lies and hoaxes. When the truth finally comes out, it never gets proper attention. So Time Magazine published a few easy ways to find the truth. First, simply type the headline into Google and see if anyone has already exposed it as a hoax. With photos, do a reverse image search. The best are Google Images and TinEye, and they're free. Just copy the questionable photo to the website, and they'll instantly tell you the photo's real source. When watching a viral video, be alert for what's called scrapes, an old video re-uploaded by someone who fraudulently claims it to be a new event. Amnesty International has a simple and useful tool called YouTube Data Viewer. Just type the video's web address, and you'll see the clip's original upload date and time. Stay up to date the easy way. Get all the breaking tech news updated all day at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO. You've heard me talk about the importance of backing up with Carbonite for years now and how Carbonite has literally saved me when my computer crashed. But I thought you might like to hear what other Carbonite customers are saying.
My wife and I have a small business and our laptop was stolen. Luckily, we had Carbonite, so we bought a new computer and Carbonite restored all of our files. A couple of weeks later, we noticed there were some extra files on this computer. The guy that stole our computer was taking pictures which uploaded to our Carbonite account and restored back to the new computer we had. We alerted the police, and it became a national story, known as the Naked Laptop Thief. Not only did Carbonite restore all of our files, we got the computer back, and Carbonite helped us to catch a computer thief.
Protect your files with Carbonite to stay up and running when disaster strikes.
I wouldn't do business without it.
Peace of mind with Carbonite. Visit Carbonite.com and use promo code KIM to save 20% for a limited time and get 2 free bonus months when you sign up. But hurry, this offer expires soon.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. Last night's Bryan School Board meeting included a private discussion about moving forward following the recent death of Trustees Vice President Tommy Vasquez.
It was under the personnel exception and also actually under the consultation with attorney exception to the Open Meetings Act. And I can't go into really any detail other than to say that with Mr. Vasquez's death and with quorum requirements and so on, felt like it was particularly important to make sure everybody understood what the rules are and how important it is that all the board members make as many meetings as they possibly can.
Board President David Stasny says how the at-large seat held by Vasquez will be filled will depend on the results of the November election, where Vasquez's name will remain on the ballot as required by state law.
And it's also my understanding that even though it was quite a bit of time before the election that it does not reopen filing or anything, so there's no way to replace or put another name on the ballot.
The board opened the meeting with a moment of silence and a prayer to honor Vasquez. There's more ammunition for Easterwood Airport officials to recruit more passenger airline service. Airport manager Josh Abramson says they have received a federal grant of $475,000. That will be matched with a like amount from a group of 9 local partners to offset expenses for existing airlines to expand and new carriers to establish service.
We could set up a revenue guarantee per flight, per month, per whatever our agreed term is, and help reduce the risk for that new air service.
Abramson says the soonest additional flights would be available would be a year from now.
Those aircraft are expensive. They have pilot union contracts that they have to work out. They have crew sorting and details. So there's a lot to handle and coordinate from the time ink hits the paper all the way up to the first aircraft flight.
Abramson says the grant was awarded in part based on need. The number of available seats at Easterwood has dropped by about one-third, while the population has increased by more than 20%. The application also brought up the private-public partnership and improvements taking place at the airport. A Bryan man interviewed about a disturbance inside the DPS driver's license office in Bryan Friday morning was arrested for possessing a pistol as a convicted felon.
According to the arrest report, 34-year-old Stanley Catalina was seen on surveillance video outside the building placing a bag near a trash dumpster. A trooper picked up the bag and found a .22 caliber pistol. Catalina said in the interview he set the bag by the dumpster because he knew he could not take it inside the building. The arrest report also stated Catalina has been convicted of multiple felonies and had been sentenced in November 2013 to serve 2 years for a third-degree felony charge of evading arrest with a motor vehicle. College Station police arrested a Houston man early Saturday morning for a vehicle burglary after he was detained by the father of the victim's roommate. This was shortly before 3 a.m. Saturday at the Knightsgate Apartments on Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Lieutenant Steve Brock says the father saw 19-year-old Christian Mitterhofer standing over the driver's side of the car with a white cord in his hand. The father then grabbed Mitterhofer and held him on the ground until officers arrived. Brock said Mitterhofer struggled with the witness and later with the officers. Also before sunrise Saturday morning, College Station police responded to a neighborhood near Welburn and William D. Fitch to what turned out to be six cases of criminal mischief. According to the arrest report, witnesses who saw a fight at a duplex on Oldenburg Lane later saw one of those involved return and slash three tires from two trucks. When officers arrived shortly after 4 a.m. Saturday, they found tires slashed on four more pickups. The suspect was still in the neighborhood when officers arrived and arrested 28-year-old Raul Diego Ramirez of College Station for damaging a total of 17 tires. Bryan police looking for two men accused of an armed robbery Saturday afternoon at an insurance office. The tall black men wearing hoodies and face coverings got away with an undisclosed amount of money from the SafeNet office on West William Joe Bryan. No one was injured. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Construction of a convenience store in College Station caused an inconvenience for many yesterday. A natural gas line was hit by a construction crew on Rock Prairie Road between the freeway and the Scott and White Hospital. According to the city of College Station, there was an evacuation of a nearby Starbucks and Yoga Pod, and the eastbound lanes of Rock Prairie were closed. According to Chase Murphy at Atmos Energy, a non-Atmos crew was working on the new convenience store there and hit a 6-inch line. He believed the line was a two-way feed, which meant no customers should have lost natural gas service. Murphy pointed out this was not a gas leak, but a cut line. The gas escaped only because someone hit the line. South of Dallas, authorities in Waxahachie are still trying to determine what caused an explosion about this time yesterday that leveled one home and damaged at least 10 others.
This man says he was among several people who pulled a man and a woman from the rubble.
I was right there with them, and we were the first ones to grab her and passed her out to some other people that were on the other side of the wall. So, she had definitely burns on her legs, on her arms.
Three were taken to the hospital. No word on their conditions. Dan Halliburton with the Red Cross says in all 18 homes in the area were evacuated.
Some of the homes may not look like they had damage from the outside, but the concussion from the blast actually did damage in the home.
Officials are investigating if a gas leak may have been the cause of the blast. Austin York, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 8:40. It's 73 degrees. We'll have more news for you today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Tailgating Texans and football aficionados alike, choose Tom Light Chevrolet. It's early truck month at Tom Light, but it's never too early for tremendous savings on the most rugged, dependable truck this side of the gridiron, Chevy Silverado. Come in for closeout deals and drive out with Chevy's best-selling full-size pickup and the envy of tailgaters everywhere. Trade in your old truck at Tom Light Chevrolet, your official auto trader trade-in marketplace dealership. We'll give you a cash offer on the spot. Walk away with the cash or put it down on your new Silverado. We have more amazing deals than there are meats on your grill. And during early truck month, the savings are even sweeter than your famous homemade barbecue sauce. With our amazing selection and uncomparable service, you can almost taste the savory Silverado savings. That's why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Tailgate time is here at North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or shop us online all the time at tomlight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Hargrove Insurance, Terry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For us, it's about your quality of life, your ability to lift your grandchild, finish the back nine, plant a garden, or walk your daughter down the aisle. That's what's at stake. Not just the bad knee or hip or shoulder, but the promise, responsibility, and privilege of getting you back to your life, on your terms. St. Joseph Orthopedics. For us, it's personal.
8:43, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, with furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here are wonderful numbers.
High pressure results in sunshine. Sunshine this time of year still results in warm temperatures. We'll be heading up to about 95 today with partly to mostly sunny skies overhead. We're clear tonight, lows close to 70. Sunny and warm again tomorrow, anywhere from 90 to 95 through the afternoon. Skies are clear tomorrow night, lows will be 65 to 70. Sunshine's coming up for Thursday, highs Thursday 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Is Ben not here again today?
Have not seen.
Door was shut earlier.
So did you hear about the two women who read their newspaper? I just love that joke. Sorry. I'm easily amused. The TSA will fire Joe Bengay after security footage showed him emptying a passenger's wallet of its cash during a screening. Queens, New York man was working as a screening agent when he stole $61 from a passenger's wallet. Passengers placed his wallet in a bin at the main screening point at JFK Airport. He noticed that the cash was missing when he retrieved his wallet. What kind of an idiot is that? I mean, you have to know you're
dumb,
on camera.
Dumb.
Golly. Anyway, well, maybe he wanted to do that so that he could then sue him or something.
Maybe.
Yeah, never know. New Jersey man stole a cell phone, then returned it with an apology note 4 days later.
Yeah.
Security cameras caught the unidentified man swiping the device from Butch's welding shop back on September the 11th. Last week, the same cameras recorded the suspect throwing the phone back over the fence with a handwritten note attached. I'm sorry I hurt you. I'm not that type of person, but I was in a situation and I did dumb things. Shop owner said he doesn't want to press charges, so we'll see. But Trenton detectives say they've decided to pursue the case anyway.
Oh.
I don't know. Not sure about that. Michael Flatley, Lord of the Dance Dude, going to end his career on Broadway.
Huh.
London's Daily Mail says Flatley will make his debut on the Great White Way in Lord of the Dance Dangerous Games, which opens November 7th, runs through January 3rd at the Lyric Theater. At 57, he will retire. He originally is from Chicago, and thanks to the reinvention of that Irish foot dancing.
Clogging.
He's worth $300 million.
Holy cow.
Hello?
Yes. I was trying to give it someone about maybe doing some radio advertising.
Oh, well, I tell you, if you'll call 695-9595, that's our main number. We'll probably find somebody who can help you, okay?
Thanks so much.
Thank you now. All right, bye. Yeah, $300 million. Not bad. I would be really careful. You know, I'd like wrap my feet in bubble wrap and stuff like that, you know, just to make sure. All right, so here you go. Are you excited about sipping a brewski while you watch your favorite professional football team? Well, if you do it at the stadium, it's going to cost you some money. We're talking, how much would you pay for a 32-ounce beer at a professional football game? Never mind the fact that the ticket probably cost you $300. Never mind that it probably cost you $30 to park 2 miles away. Wait a minute. Hello?
Yes, I'm trying to get a hold of someone about doing some radio advertising.
Yep. No, 695-9595.
That's what I just dialed.
Really? Did you get this?
I got you.
That's crazy. All right, hang on a second. All right.
I'll go tell them that they're on hold.
Yeah, on that line if they can pick it up. How's that rolling over to here? That shouldn't be happening.
That's a good question.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so you want to drink some. So here's the deal. You know, you pay $300 for your ticket and $25 to park, and then you can walk 2 miles, and then you can pay $5 for a 32-ounce beer, which is not bad.
No.
But you have to be at Carolina or Cincinnati or Cleveland or Houston or the New York Jets and Giants. That's surprising to me. Or the Seattle Seahawks, they all charge $5. Highest on the other end, the Bay Area. Same thing is 10. Oh, no, different sizes. Those are 12-ounce beers. Oh, those are 12-ounce beers. Now I can read the chart. Okay, 12-ounce beer there is like $5. Okay, a 20-ounce beer at Oakland is $10.75.
Woo!
Yeah, 16-ounce at San Francisco is $10. So that one's probably the most expensive. Because you're talking about per ounces. But all those little bitty beers are 12-ounce. That's what a can is, isn't it? Is it a 12-ounce can?
Yes.
Okay, so $5 for a can of beer.
Downs is here.
Oh, good. Which I guess is okay. I mean, that's probably an all right price if you're going to do that. But don't most people kind of lather up before they go to the game? Would that be fair to say? Okay, you said Mr. Downs is here? Oh, okay, I'm gonna call him. One of these days I'll memorize it. I haven't known him long enough to memorize his number, but I'll just see. Oh, there it is.
Yeah. He's the boss. Yeah. He's the man.
This is very exciting.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. This is great. This is good. This is the way.
Mr. Ben Downs.
You know, we could start every hour with that.
Yeah.
What do you think?
You want to wake up that early?
Never mind.
Okay. All right. That's right. Yeah.
Moving on, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now, what do they think of you in Buffalo?
Well, there's a couple of things.
Okay.
One, they wonder why the guy on the morning show never says that they are in Buffalo.
Hey, good morning, Buffalo!
Yeah.
All right.
And two, they like the fact that we are broadcasting the Buffalo Bison game.
That is a good thing.
Did you know?
Who's our broadcast crew for that?
We have different ones.
Okay, fine.
Amanda Davis is our hot shot over there.
Okay.
She keeps everything working for us.
Good.
And so it's, you know, we're tied in with Amanda. She's the one in charge of all of that.
She's lady in the know.
Yes, she is.
Okay.
The thing is we had a real problem, and they are grammatically correct at every turn over there. I mean, they know this, they research this, but bison is plural.
Really?
It's like deer. Yeah. Deer, and, you know.
I had no idea.
Yeah. So it's not listen
the
to the Buffalo Bisons. No,
okay.
That's incorrect. It's
okay.
Listen to the Buffalo Bison.
And shrimp.
I know, but doesn't that sound unusual to you? I mean,
well,
they know
does.
The difference over
yeah.
there. They corrected me instantly.
Maybe it's by
bison. I thought I was actually kidding when I said, hey, did you know?
Maybe it's by what? No, wait, he said what?
Yeah, exactly.
Bison. It
bison.
Could be bison. Bison.
You have a bison and many bison.
Mm-hmm. There's one bison, two bison,
three
five bison.
Bison. Bisons.
They're all bison.
Bisons.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Anyway,
well, good.
But, you know, just to let the people in Buffalo know that you care.
Yeah.
Why don't you do a station ID with that station on it?
All right. Tell me what am I supposed to AM and FM? Is what I'm supposed to do?
Well, okay. It goes WTAW,
uh-huh.
College Station Bryan.
Got it.
And WTAW-FM,
uh-huh.
Buffalo.
Got it. Oh, I can do that.
Well, I thought you could. You just haven't.
Okay, I will. I'll remember that. I'll record it, then I'll have to just punch a button to get it right.
No, no, no. We like living on the edge.
Yeah,
the element
do.
Of danger is
yeah.
what makes this show as good as it is.
I just want to say that the terrible puns that we had on the break room board.
Oh, boy, those are lovely, aren't
that's,
they?
That's the bestest thing we've had here in decades. And
I've been tweeting them out one at a time.
Have you?
Yeah, yesterday. That was a great one, you know, that a chicken crossing the road, poultry in motion.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
Did you hear about the two blondes that were reading their newspaper?
Oh, come on.
No, share.
See, he hasn't heard it. One of them sees a headline that reads, two Brazilian soldiers killed.
No.
She thinks for a minute, says to her friend, how many is a Brazilian?
Oh. That's like junior high all over again.
Hey, you'll use it. You'll use it.
Hey, I got to speak at the Torch Awards today. I'm saying that baby's lined up and teed up, ready to roll right now.
That's what I'm saying. What's on the menu?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Come on, chicken something.
All right.
It's always, you know,
right.
I mean, it's a banquet, but it's the Better Business Bureau Torch Awards.
All right.
And that's today. We have a guest speaker, Mary, good grief,
yeah,
I have
Mary.
Her name right here, Faith.
Yeah.
And
she's a Politico type person.
She's big time.
Yeah.
She's the big time, and also she's going to do a little session afterwards. If you have to leave, you can, but if you want to hang around, they clear the room, and then you can sit there and talk to her for a couple of hours as she talks about communications and things like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know.
That's
going to be a miss. And,
there,
and then there's little old me,
that's
you know,
right.
coming
just
in.
Yeah, be there from Hope, Arkansas.
Yep. Hi, y'all.
Yeah, how y'all doing? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds fine. We'll comb the straw out of your hair and have a big time there today. But we just wanted to thank you for having the terrible puns up there.
Well, and, I didn't do that.
Oh, that would be...
I know.
Oh.
But he allowed it to stay.
Oh, okay.
Well, who was it who did it?
Did you see what I did put up there, though? I put up there the end times, the proof that we are in the end times.
Oh, no.
Not the glitter one, was it?
It was glitter.
That. Oh, gosh.
Yes, you can buy now little capsules that make you poop glitter.
Thank you.
Workshop cook. Workshop cook. It's a routine that just doesn't leave much time for anything else. With the kids out of the house and back to school, invite the cleaning pros at Molly Maid into your home and live like you don't have to clean up afterwards. Call Molly Maid today. We've been taking care of Americans' homes for more than 30 years. 979-693-7700. That's 979-693-7700 or check us out at mollymade.com.
For us, it's about your quality of life, your ability to lift your grandchild, finish the back nine, plant a garden, or walk your daughter down the aisle. That's what's at stake. Not just the bad knee or hip or shoulder, but the promise, responsibility, and privilege of getting you back to your life on your terms. St. Joseph Orthopedics. For us, it's personal.
Fence line, road repair, brush removal, which ones are on your summer list? 5 acres, 20 acres, or 1,000? We have the tractor package to help you get the job done. There's never been a better time to own a John Deere tractor than right now, with 0% for 84 months. Run it with confidence for 5 years without breaking a sweat with a 5-year Power Guard warranty. Get a 32-horsepower tractor with loader, box blade, rotary cutter, and 5-year warranty as low as $211 a month. For more packages, visit cptractor.com.
Attention parents with special needs children. Power Sports is now offering a special needs competitive cheerleading team, and it's completely free. Power Sports' new special needs program is a great way to get your child involved in activities which will help them improve on motor skills, communication, team building exercises, and more. For more information on the Power Sports special needs program, call Power Sports at 979-776-0018 or check them out on the web at powersportskids.com.
About 5 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. I think Patrick's gone right now. While he's gone, we'll save this story because it's about eating weird food. Somehow, I think he'd probably enjoy that. In the meantime, make a better brain.
Ow.
Oh, you're back.
Now I'm back.
Oh, okay. Make a better brain. It's better. You know, it's the only brain you've got. So, play or listen to music. Numerous studies show that mastering a musical instrument changes the anatomy of the brain and rewires your cells to think faster and more accurately.
You think kazoos would work?
I think not. I think probably take something that has a little more, you know, memory to it than that.
Jaw harp.
Yeah, that could work.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, practice memorizing information. It may sound like a waste of time, but it is an incredibly useful exercise.
Interesting.
Yeah. Guy wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul, boost your brain power. Computers and smartphones have made remembering things unnecessary. So doing that again, keep your brain sharp. Play video games. Researchers did MRI analysis on brains of 150 teenagers and found that those who played video games frequently had more brain cells in their left ventral stratum of the brain.
Yeah, but I'm not a teenager anymore.
I understand. Eat less sugar.
Damn.
Cut back on TV. Yeah, we know that. That hurts you. Like you lose the thought. You lose the ability to have critical thinking. You can't do that anymore if you watch too much TV. You just go, oh, yeah, it must be true because I saw a guy. Oh, by the way, the guy on the box will include Brian Williams today, this afternoon. Did you see that? Brian Williams begins back on, MSNBC. He's on the junior varsity. So catch that today. All right. So will you try new foods?
Yeah.
Will you try new foods? And often when you try some new foods, the result is it tastes like chicken. So thedailymeal.com has put together a list of foods you may not have tasted that really, really do taste like chicken. One of them, rattlesnake.
I love rattlesnake.
I hear that.
Slice it, soak it in vinegar or buttermilk, then coat the meat with flour, salt, and pepper, and fry it in oil. I've never had it.
It's awesome.
Okay. Turtle.
I like it.
Texture is a cross between tuna and chicken, but it tastes very chickeny. Rabbit. Best to slow cook it. Dries
yes,
out easily.
It does. Okay.
Frog legs. Frog legs taste like chicken wings and can be prepared similarly. An alligator. Alligator ribs are kind of like pork or beef ribs, but taste like chicken. Okay. I don't know. I had a gator burger. Couple of weeks ago. No.
I mean, if it's going to taste like chicken anyway, I'd rather pay the 77 cents per pound and get the chicken.
Where do you get chicken at 77 cents a pound?
It's barbecue season leg quarters.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I'll set up for you. All right, on TV tonight, since it's premiere week, NCIS begins season number 13. Let me see. They do about 20 shows, so they got 260 of them in the can. I don't know how they're coming out. Well, the Simpsons keep coming up with stories. I guess they can, too. The Voice tonight. The blind auditions continue in the two-hour edition. That'll be at 8 o'clock. Sirius premiere, The Muppets. I'm not sure how that's going to be, but I guess we'll give them a shot. This update, the 70s Muppet Show, takes viewers behind the scenes. It's a mockumentary-style thing, okay?
Called like The Office.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I'm called Up Late with Miss Piggy. Guests in the premiere will include Josh Groban and the Imagine Dragons.
Yes, do we know? Okay. Who I like a lot.
Scream Queens. This is a comedy horror show on Fox, 8 o'clock tonight. Emma Roberts stars as the head of a supposedly cursed sorority on a campus with a serial killer. What I love is the all-star cast includes Jamie Lee Curtis.
One of the original Scream Queens.
Exactly. It's the season premiere fresh off the boat tonight. It's the season premiere of NCIS New Orleans, and it's Dancing with the Stars on ABC, if you y'all want to watch that. But I don't know. I guess that's about it. Maybe something happened on this date, but I'm not sure if it's important enough to find. And plus, I have to do this. WTAW, College Station Bryan, WTAW-FM Buffalo. How'd I do?
Yay!
Good for me. I did it once in a row.